The 100 block of Kirkwood Avenue could look decidedly more modern when an empty parking lot next to CVS is replaced with a condominium project. The City of Bloomington's case manager, James Roach, described the project in last night's Bloomington Plan Commission meeting.
It's a very modern design, very sleek. It's clad in brick, limestone, and glass.
The proposed development will contain more than 2,000 square feet of commercial space on the bottom, with 16 condominiums above. Plans call for a 19-space parking garage for tenants and 3 new curbside spaces. The project petitioner, real estate lawyer Randy Lloyd, says the condos will be custom designed for owner occupancy. The site plan presented last night is a revision of the original submitted in November. Roach says planning staff could not positively recommend the first plan because it was well over height and density restrictions. Roach says that plan was altered to bring the building down from 5 stories to 4 and the number of units down from 22 to 16. Roach says the developer also committed to adding more green elements,
including things such as very high-efficiency systems and electric car charging stations within the parking garage.
However, Roach says the current site plan still contains code violations. The structure is 16 feet taller than surrounding historic structures, with more units per acre than current building code allows.
They've done quite a bit to make the design more palatable, changed the design to fit in a little better with the historic surroundings, including the height and the massing. But is it enough? Is this building asking too much of the Plan Commission for 16 feet taller than typical and more dense and taller than the historic building next door? So those are all issues we're still struggling with. We would like another month to continue to work with the petitioner.
After review and discussion, Plan Commission members largely voiced support for the project, though they did not give their final approval.
Commission member Susan Sandberg says she is impressed the condos would be owner-occupied as opposed to rentals. She also says she's pleased more time and consideration will be given to the design.
I guess what I would hope for is maybe just a little more charm. I mean, when you compare it to the tree canopy across the street and the beauty of the Buskirk-Chumley side of the street, if there could be a few more elements that would make it appear a little bit more charming and a little less sleek.
As for the ways the site plan does not comply with UDO standards, Sandberg says she doesn't think it's that far off base. Plan Commission President Joe Hoffman says he expects some will say the building's design doesn't fit with the historic buildings nearby.
You know, our downtown is also eclectic. It's not everything looking the same. And the CBS building right next door is basically Art Deco. So we've jumped a century already from the beginning of the courthouse square to the CBS building. This is moving us into the next 100 years. I think it's great.
The commission agreed to give planning staff and the developer more time to tweak the site plan. The project will come before the Plan Commission again on March 5th.